Hello, everybody, and welcome to another session of 10 Minutes with Tate. My name is Christian Steffrud, and today we're going to be covering life insurance. And just so everybody knows, Tate Christopher is the owner of Physician Financial and Insurance Services, and they're a leading insurance and financial, or he is, I should say, a leading insurance and financial advisor for the medical community, and he's been doing it since 1993. Tate is a financial advisor and has been recently accepted as a member in 2009 of the Million Dollar Roundtable. This elite organization includes the world's most successful life insurance and financial services professionals from over 476 companies in 76 nations and territories. Members are accepted based on their demonstration of exceptional professional knowledge, strict ethical conduct, and outstanding client service, which we will definitely see in our interview today with him. I've interviewed him multiple times before, and this will definitely shine through. Another thing that membership is recognized internationally as a standard of sales excellence in the life insurance and financial services businesses. So, hey, thanks for joining us today, Tate.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me again.
And just so everybody knows, if you want to email in your questions or instant message them, email is preferable. You can email them in at tate@tatemoney.com, T-A-T-E at tatemoney.com. So let's get right into this one. Again, we're talking about life insurance. So what kind of life insurance policies are generally available to the consumer today?
Well, while there are many decisions you make when you're assessing your life insurance needs, one of the most basics is whether you need a permanent life insurance or a term life insurance. A simple way to understand this, Christian, is the differences between these two types of life insurance with something that's very familiar to everybody: finding a place to live. Okay? Tailoring your life insurance to fit your needs is like finding a place to live. Once you find the right home, you need to choose how to pay for it. And buying permanent life insurance is like owning a home, while buying term life insurance is like renting one.
Okay, so that seems pretty straightforward. What is term life insurance?
Okay, now term life insurance is pure insurance. It offers protection only for a specific period of time. If you die within the time period defined in the policy, the insurance company will pay your beneficiaries the face value of your policy. Now, term life insurance differs from permanent forms of life insurance, such as whole life and universal life or variable universal life. These plans generally offer lifetime protection as long as the premiums are kept current. And also, unlike other types of life insurance, term life insurance does not accumulate cash value. All the premiums paid are used to cover the cost of insurance protection, and you do not receive a refund at the end of the policy period. The policy simply expires.
So then what would you say are the advantages and disadvantages of term life insurance? I can see a few just right off the top of my head, but in your opinion?
Yeah, well, Christian, term life insurance offers a less expensive route to go than permanent life insurance, especially when you're younger. It may be appropriate if you want insurance for only a certain length of time, such as your youngest child till they finish college, or you'd be able to afford a more permanent type of life insurance.
Right, right.
Yeah. And then a main drawback associated with all types of term life insurance is that the premiums increase every time the coverage is renewed. The reason is simple. As you grow older, your chances of dying increase. And and as the likelihood of your death increases, the risk the insurance company has to pay a death benefit goes up.
Right.
Unfortunately, term life insurance can be too expensive when you need it most in the later years.
And then the other main type of life insurance is permanent. What is permanent life insurance?
Yeah, well, permanent life insurance is distinguished from term insurance in several ways. While term insurance will provide protection only for a specific period of time, i.e. 10, 20, 30 years, permanent life insurance can provide protection for your entire lifetime, or in certain instances up to a specific age. Additionally, permanent life insurance policies can build cash value. And this is money that you can borrow against. In some cases, you can withdraw this money for future goals, like paying for a child's college education, okay, or supplemental retirement income. You should know, though, you usually have to wait a period of time after you purchase this policy for the cash value to accumulate for you to borrow against it. Could be anywhere between 5, 10, 15, 20 years.
Okay. Right.
before you can start looking to take money out. And you're able to take money out of these policies without having to pay taxes, since they classify these as policy loans and therefore not generally considered taxable income. And the withdrawals generally can be taken up to the amount of the premiums paid without being taxed. The three general types of permanent life insurance that I discussed before are whole life, universal life, and variable life insurance policies.
Huh. Would you typically purchase a permanent life insurance policy, or who would normally do that, I guess I should ask?
Well, generally, people who know they need life insurance for a very long term. Second, someone that would want to accumulate a cash value to provide funds for education or retirement or other future goals. Or, quite frankly, they may want to take advantage of a tax-deferred treatment of the cash value of the life insurance policies, because the money that you put inside those policies grows tax-deferred. So someone in a higher income tax bracket may choose to go that route as another means. They have a life insurance need, and they have additional capital, and they want to put it in a cash value type plan, a permanent life insurance plan. And these types of plans, like whole life, offer tax-deferred treatment of the money as it grows.
I just got a quick question for you, Dude. Now, you said the government is not taxable because they look at it as a insurance loan.
Policy loan. To differentiate, the death benefit is tax-free. So the insured dies, the beneficiaries get a benefit tax-free.
Oh.
If you whether it's term or
but if you
life.
Take money out of it to, say, pay for a college education for your kid or whatever, is that taxed?
No. The way it works, let's say you have $1 million permanent whole life insurance policy. Maybe over 10, 15 years, you've accumulated $50,000 in
Correct.
Cash value in there, and that money's grown tax-deferred. That's money that is outside of the cost of the insurance alone. It's just money that's growing inside there. And you can borrow this money out on a loan basis. So let's say you take $20,000 out, there's $50,000 in there. You take the $20,000 out, and it's considered a loan against yourself. It's a loan against the policy. And so if you were to die at that point in time, they wouldn't get $1 million. They get typically $980,000.
Right.
There's some variations with that, but in general, that's the way most policies work.
That's kind of a nice feature to have for people that don't want to use it that way. It
certainly is.
Yeah. So just to refresh everybody, we're here today on our audio podcast, 10 Minutes with Tate. And as an innovative leader in his field, Tate Christopher has created several physician websites to educate them on the details of life insurance, disability insurance, and health insurance plans. He has a life and disability insurance blog, as well as maintaining a physician social networking group on Facebook. So check him out there on Facebook. But the easiest way to access Tate is at his main webpage, TateMoney.com, TateMoney.com. So go check him out. Getting right back into it, my next question for you, though, Tate, is what type of policy does a young married physician who may still be in the medical residency training with limited income start with?
Well, Christian, for many physicians in this space in their life, the first step is typically purchasing a low-cost term life insurance policy with guaranteed level premiums for 20 or 30 years. As your income and net worth rises, the purchase of whole life insurance, variable life insurance, or even a thing called survivorship life insurance, which is used for estate planning purposes, at that time, those plans are more likely.
Is there a difference in cost between the guaranteed level premiums for 10, 20, and 30-year term life insurance policy, or...
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty logical. The longer period of time your premiums are guaranteed to be level, the more expensive the policy is.
Yeah.
In this case, Christian, a 10-year term would be the least expensive, or a 30-year guaranteed level premium would be the most expensive.
Right. What does a renewable mean?
Renewable. Now, this is a very important feature. Renewable term life insurance means that the policy can be renewed at the end of each term. For example, let's say you have a 20-year term policy. At the end of that term, you have the option as a policy owner, without evidence of insurability, and for a limited number of years, usually till you're age 95, so for a long, long time, you're able to renew this policy. Now, the rates, generally increase each renewal year as the age of the insured increases. So if you have a 20-year term, in year 21, the rate's going to go up. It's going to go up again in year 22, 23, 24, and so on and so forth. Now, I caution our listeners, please make sure that your policy has a renewable option that does not require evidence of insurability in order to keep your coverage. Some insurance companies, their term life insurance policies offer a renewable option. However, after the 20-year period of time, if they want to keep their policy, they require evidence of insurability to maintain the existing coverage.
And that was on a previous call, I think we were discussing like the underwriting process. You got to go through that whole thing again, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Taking blood and making sure
blood,
that
urine, medical records. You could have had a medical condition happen over 20
years. You're not going to die next month, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, they would deem you uninsurable, at least from the insurance company standpoint. But what they call this is reentry. This where you have to require evidence of insurability after that period of time where your guaranteed premium basically is over.
Mm-hmm.
And so very important. You want to have the renewable option so that you don't have the reentry of it where you have to do the medical exam again.
So why is it important to have a renewable option? I mean,
well, yeah, I mean, like we've kind of discussed here, we've hit on this. You want to make sure at the end of your policy term, whether it's 10 years or 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, where you've had your guaranteed level premium, that you still have the option to continue your life insurance policy. I mean, you're still going to need life insurance, okay? Yes, the premiums are going to go up. However, even if your health has deteriorated or changed, you have the ability to keep your current policy, okay? You pay the higher premiums, but you can at least keep it.
Right.
Or possibly, you can convert it to a permanent life insurance policy. If you don't have this renewable benefit, you'll have to apply for a new life insurance policy all over, which will require you to go through this medical underwriting again with no guarantee of being approved new coverage.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah.
So I've heard this term before, and I've never had anybody actually explain it to me. What does convertible mean?
Well, by having the convertible benefit in your term life insurance policy, which most policies have, it means that the policy owner, which is you, has the options to exchange, or what they call, the insurance companies call, convert an existing term life insurance policy for a permanent life insurance policy without evidence of insurability, okay? So no medical exam. Now, life insurance companies usually limit this conversion period. Typically, you have to be between age 40 and 60. Depending on the policy, at which you're able to convert your existing term policy to a permanent one, such as whole life, universal life, or variable life. If you're over 60 years old, some cases it's 55, you're out of the convertibility period and you can't do it.
So I would imagine you would say that it's important to have a convertible policy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Why? Yeah.
Well, you might desire to have a permanent life insurance policy in the future, but you can't afford one now. Also, you're concerned that your health may change as you get older, and you don't want to have to worry about being denied life insurance because of deteriorating health. Now, with this convertible benefit, like I said, you can convert to the permanent life insurance policy without any evidence of insurability, i.e. medical exams.
Now, in one of these type of policies, who's actually the policy owner?
Yeah, the person who owns the life insurance policy is the policy owner. And this is usually the insured person, but it also may be a relative of the insured. It could be a spouse that owns the policy. It could be a partnership. It could be a trust, a living trust. Or on the business side, it could be a corporation.
Okay, so we've answered a lot of questions here, so let's get back to term life insurance, and let's go over some basics. Why don't you kind of spread out a little bullet point for us and let us know what you think are the important parts of that.
That sounds great. That'd be a good time to kind of summarize here. Let's focus on what I think are the six main components of term life insurance. One, term life insurance does not accumulate cash value. Okay. Two, it is generally less expensive than permanent life insurance. Three, term life insurance offers a guaranteed level premium for a specified number of years, i.e., 10, 20, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Four, death benefits are generally tax-free to the beneficiaries. Five, term life insurance offers renewable and convertible benefit options. And finally, number six, term life insurance does not offer a refund of your premium at the end of your policy period. unless you purchase a more expensive return of premium option, which is not that popular and not used that often. And in fact, a lot of companies don't offer it anymore. So
yeah, I can imagine. You have a lot of experience. So can you give us an example of, or maybe like a real life scenario that's taken place in your business that encompasses our discussion today, and maybe give us some examples on what you've seen, what people have done and not done.
Yeah, that's great. And, it kind of brings up every time people ask me this question. I have one client in particular that always seems to stand out, and it was around 1998 after one of my seminars. I'd met this 53-year-old internist who was interested in obtaining some term life insurance coverage to protect his family in the event of death.
Mm-hmm.
And he and his wife had recently had a child, and he began taking some high blood pressure medication to control his hypertension.
Mm-hmm.
And after reviewing his medical history and his income and mortgage and overall budget, we determined that a renewable and convertible term life insurance policy with a guaranteed level premium for 10 years would best meet his needs. After the application and underwriting process, he was eventually approved standard non-smoker. Okay, not preferred non-smoker, but standard non-smoker.
Okay.
Now, we would review his life insurance from time to time on a few different occasions over the years. Check back in, see if he had more kids, bought a bigger home, or had been making more money.
Mm-hmm.
However, no changes were made until last year. Okay, his guaranteed level premium on his 10-year term life insurance policy was about to end, and we talked about this earlier.
Right.
Yeah, so we had to make some adjustments. They were necessary. Unfortunately, there was one major problem. Okay, a couple years prior, okay, he had open-heart surgery.
During the 10-year term.
Yeah, he had open-heart surgery. And therefore, he would not qualify for any new life insurance policy now. I checked around, I called around, and nobody was going to underwrite him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, Christian, he was quite distraught. And since he still had a big mortgage, and his wife didn't work, and he had a child that was in junior high school, he was concerned, obviously. Fortunately, okay, I had advised him years ago to obtain the term life insurance policy, which was both renewable and convertible.
Right.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have to go through the whole underwriting, the blood, and all
no.
that stuff.
Talk about a sign of relief. He was totally relieved. So what we ended up doing is we converted his term life insurance policy to a universal life insurance policy with a slightly reduced death benefit. Okay, we slightly reduced it. Yeah, just for affordability purposes.
Sure.
And that policy ended up guaranteeing his premiums to be level for a longer period of time and for less premium than his current policy that he had, his current term life policy, or comparative 10 or 20-year policies, although he couldn't even qualify for them at that point in time. But
sure.
It ended up being less money than what his term life policy would have continued to be. And there was no medical evaluation required. So this was a real life example of how important it is to have a term life insurance policy, which is both renewable and convertible. And obviously he converted it within the time period. In this case, it was to age 65, I believe, with his policy, because he was 63 at the time he converted it. So.
You know, this is that was a great story, and it really hits home on, you know, everybody has specialties in life. You know, I'm a professional in my industry, you're a professional in your industry, you got people who do consulting, you got people who do, you know, they work on your car, and, you know, when you're dealing with such important decisions such as, you know, insurance policies, disability and policies, death benefit policies, you name it, it really behooves you to go and talk to somebody that's a professional in that area, and Tate, that's definitely what you are, and that story definitely sums it up. So I just want to thank you again for taking the time
you.
And answering some questions for me today. It was very beneficial, and hopefully your success will continue on. You've definitely demonstrated your expertise. And just for those of you listening as we wrap it up here, Tate Christopher has been a financial advisor and insurance broker for over 15 years. He's worked with thousands of physicians and strategically position their personal and business finances. So make sure you check him out on Facebook. He can also be reached at Tate@TateMoney.com. That's T-A-T-E at TateMoney.com. Or you can call him 1-800-318-6050. Again, 800-318-6050. And, of course, at his website, TateMoney.com. So on behalf of myself, Christian Steffrud, thank you for joining us here at 10 Minutes with Tate. I appreciate you joining us again, Tate. And until the next one, here's to your continued success.